So welcome into another episode of Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Today I am joined by a very special guest, Chelsea, who is the host of a conspiracy theory podcast. And Chelsea is from England, actually. And Chelsea is the first guest outside of our network, and actually the first girl that is not married to me or my co-host that came on the show. So it's pretty special. How are you, Chelsea?
I'm good, thank you.
So what's your show? Can you tell us a little more about your show?
Yes, so there's another girl who did it with me called Jodie. And how it started was she has got her own podcast called the Mental Health Podcast. Okay. And she wanted to do something about like true conspiracy crime and like conspiracies and true crime. So she put it on her Instagram post saying, does anyone want to do it with me? And I was like, yeah, that sounds right on my street, that's something I would love to do. And then we kind of just like had a phone call about it, and then we kind of just, we do it through Zoom obviously because Jordy doesn't live, she still lives in England but she doesn't live near me. And then we then decided to do what we wanted to do on the first one, and then we just talked about it, researched it, and then just talk about it from there, which is on the YouTube channel. So that's how it all started.
So she has a podcast, it's called the Mental Health Podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long has she been doing that one?
She's been doing it for quite a few years, I think.
Okay, and you said you were like a listener of it?
Yeah.
Okay, and then she put out to her followers of that podcast that she wanted to start another one?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Did she know she wanted to start a conspiracy theory podcast?
Yeah, she was, when she asked about it, she's very interested in conspiracy theories and true crime. And I'm kind of the same. I kind of really enjoy like looking at conspiracy theories. So it was, she'd been wanting to do it for a while, but it was just trying to find someone to do it with and kind of get it off the bat, really.
Right. So I went through your guys' like Instagram, and that's how we actually met.
Yeah.
So I was going through, actually, because I talk about conspiracy stuff sometimes on the show with my co-host and whatnot. Like, we were talking about the Mandela effect. And not that that's like a conspiracy, but, you know, some stuff like that, stuff the same.
Yeah.
And I was searching hashtag conspiracy theory, and I found one of your guys' posts, and I like commented on it, you know, to try to get some traffic to like our page and whatnot. And then you guys commented back, and then you followed us, and we followed you back. And then, so we have a podcast network here. It's called Wingman of the Year, as you can like see right there.
Yeah.
And Winging It, this show, is the flagship show of Wingman of the Year. So I founded Wingman of the Year, and I wanted to start getting more guests on because we have like a music podcast too.
Okay.
And they're starting to get like more guests and whatnot. So Winging It, we want to wing it. And I'm like, we got somebody from across the pond over in England on the show talking about conspiracy theories. That's right up our alley. So I'm really happy to have you on. I'm trying to think. Just so you know, Winging It is probably the most unprofessional podcast.
That's fine.
I'm going to be having a couple cold ones while we're doing this. I hope.
No, don't worry. It's fine.
Okay. So let me see here. So usually with our guests, we usually do a warm up.
Okay.
So we're strangers to each other pretty much.
Yeah.
So we're getting to know each other. So let's see if you pass the vibe check. All right.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. Okay, so we're gonna do an English edition here. Okay.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, goes with you and you're from England, makes sense. So I'm gonna say some things, okay? Just one word, some names, and you're gonna tell me overrated or underrated. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Harry Potter.
Overrated.
Oh.
I know. I'm not a fan. I don't see the big hype of it. I'm sorry. I don't see
this
it.
This is a shot to my heart right now.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. This is ruining the whole show.
I don't.
Wait, yes. So you don't like Harry Potter?
I, do like it, but I just think it was so many years ago. Let's just... And they're really long as well. This is another, like, they are so long. I don't have time to... But to be honest, I think it got ruined for me because the very first film that came out, I went to the pictures to see it and I hadn't read the book. And there was a woman behind me and she was saying everything that happened. So I knew before it actually came on the screen. So I kind of think it got a bit ruined for me a little bit.
Okay. So wait, how old are you?
30.
Okay, I'm 26, going to be 27 soon. So we're about the same age, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Somebody ruined the movie for you. That will screw it up. Yeah. But yeah, most of the... Yeah, all, I think all the books came out first, right?
Yeah.
Dang, but... That sucks. Harry Potter is like... I feel like it might be crazier over in America. We love that shit.
Yeah. We have, like... I'd love to go to a Harry Potter world. Like, we've got one in London here. And then I know, like, there's one at Universal Studios. Which I would love to go to, but I just don't see the big
like next vacation I take after COVID, that's where I'm going is Universal Studios. I'm all about it. I just rewatched like all of them.
Yeah.
Like a little like 2 months ago, I was bored. But wow. I was trying to tell myself, I was trying to think of how we were gonna do this episode. I'm like, don't ask her about Harry Potter. Don't ask her about Harry Potter. I'm like, I can't help myself. I gotta go there.
That's fine.
All right. So before we keep going back into this. What house would you be in Harry Potter, though?
Probably, like, Hufflepuff. I don't really know much about the house. I just like the name. Hufflepuff. Okay. I just think it's a cool name.
Dang, I thought everyone was a Harry Potter fan over there.
No, not everyone.
I tell my friends, like, because how old are they? Like, when they first go to Hogwarts, they're, like, 11 or something?
Yeah.
I tell my friends, that summer I turned 11. I was waiting for my letter to come in the mail. It never came.
No.
Never came. No. So disappointing. Okay. So, all right. Back to overrated, underrated.
Yep.
Okay. Don't disappoint me again. Okay.
I feel like under pressure now.
No. You're good. You're good. We got a lot to talk about. So this is the fun part. Whole episode will be fun, but all right. Peaky Blinders.
Overrated. Oh. I've never seen an episode.
Oh my god.
Oh. And this is not going well.
Oh. I don't know. For some reason I love like everything like British, like the shows. I don't know. I just like the vibe.
Yeah. I think I saw one episode of it and I just couldn't get into it. And I don't see as well whole the hype over the main guy. Is it the Tommy Shelby guy?
Tommy Shelby.
Yeah, so every person that I know who watches it thinks he's like the guy, and I'm like, I don't see it that either, to be honest.
Like he's like hot shit, the girls like him?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't see that
either. Good-looking dude.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Like, I just got my haircut. It's not short enough, but I try to go, when I go to the barber shop, I tell him, can I get the Peaky Blinders haircut? That's what I want. That's what I tell him.
Yeah. I don't see that either, but
so overrated. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hit over here, just so you know.
Really? I didn't realize it was so big over
there. No, we freaking love it. Like I remember I watched it like the first season. It was just the first season that was out. And I remember watching it. I don't know, maybe it's like a male though. It like really gets me. It makes me really want to drink and like I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess fight people. I don't know. But I don't know if that's good to say, but I freaking love that show. I think they got the final season coming out too.
Yeah.
So Tommy Shelby's hot shit. I love it. Okay, let's keep going with the game.
Yeah.
Big Ben.
Probably underrated. I've seen a few episodes of that, but not.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about like the clock tower thing in London. Isn't that called Big Ben?
Big Ben, oh for God's sake, yeah it is. Sorry, it's no, really.
It's all good.
Probably overrated again.
Overrated?
Yeah.
I feel like if you didn't live in England, it would be
a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like things are cooler like when you've never like seen it. Or like
yeah.
Or
yeah,
when you're not in the culture.
Yeah, I think I went to London a few like before Corona, I think it was like 2019, and we drove past it because we were going to Paris, and we drove past it, and Yeah, it's just a big clock. That's all it is.
So how far away do you live from London? Where are you from in London? Or
So I'm in the north, and it's about 5 hours to London from where I am.
Okay.
So it's quite a drive.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Is the United Kingdom considered an island? A giant island?
I would say so. I think so.
I was wondering that. That was...
Yeah. I would think... Yeah, island. I think... Yeah. It's surrounded by water, so I would think so.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, moving on. Tea.
Underrated.
Underrated. I knew you I were going to say underrated for yeah. that. Really?
Yeah.
I'd say it's overrated.
Yeah.
I don't like hot drinks. I don't drink coffee even.
I'm not a fan of coffee, but tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is coffee as big as it is over here, over there?
Probably not. No.
Everybody's obsessed with coffee over here.
Yeah, no, it's not a... But I did, while we're on the subject of tea and coffee, I saw something the other day that someone said they've never seen a kettle before. An American person's never seen a kettle. Is that a thing over there?
Like a teapot?
No, it's like... Oh, maybe it's not then. It's like you put cold water in it and boil it, and that's what you make your tea and coffee with.
And then it whistles?
No, it just boils and then clicks off. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's a different...
I mean, we got teapots. I think it's the same thing, but I don't know. I don't really drink tea.
No, it's... Yeah.
It's just a hybrid of a teapot than the kettle.
Yeah, just, yeah.
So everyone's drinking version. Tea over there.
Yeah, everyone drinks tea, yeah.
Okay,
everyone.
So it's not just a stereotype. It's real.
No, everyone drinks tea.
That's awesome. Okay, last one before we get into actors and actresses. Fish and chips.
Underrated.
Really? I mean, I mess with fish and chips for sure, but it's not a common thing served.
Yeah, I live about... 40 minutes away from this like Blackpool seaside, which is a little town in England, and that is where fish and chips is a big thing.
Wow.
And everyone has a Friday chippy over here, so on a Friday night you have a chippy tea, so you have fish and chips on a Friday.
So Friday night's like fish and chips night.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like wing night where you like chicken wings and like
no.
Wow, so that's a culture difference right there. Like
yeah.
They do it to drive sales to restaurants, like during like the weekdays, like Tuesdays or Wednesdays. It's wing night, and you get cheap wings. Yeah, I guess we just eat chicken wings over here.
Yeah, no, but we just Friday night is a fish and chip night.
Hell yeah, I can get down with that. I just want to go over there so bad. I just feel like I could fit in. I just want to sit at a pub and just drink beer and eat fish and chips. Okay, so actors and actresses, okay?
Okay.
All right, and they're all British. Tom Hardy.
Underrated.
Good answer. I freaking love him. Totally got a man crush on him.
Yeah.
He's in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I have seen an episode of him in Peaky Blinders, but I do love him in Legend. You know, the Cray film. Have you seen that film? Do they have what that over it? There? Legend. It's about the Cray twins.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, that he's really good in that.
Christian Bale.
Overrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's a hot take though, but no, all right. All right, here we go. Keira Knightley.
Probably overrated. I'm not really a fan of Keira Knightley.
I don't think over here, I don't think anyone is either. I don't know.
No.
I think she was just in like Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know.
Yeah, she was in a film over here called Bend It Like Beckham, which was...
Oh, she was in that?
Yeah, she was in that, which was... I think that was like one of her first films that she did.
Oh, crap.
But yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Overrated.
Really? I'd say underrated.
Yeah. I don't see the hype.
I also low-key have a man crush on Robert Pattinson because I do think he's underrated. Like, he gets disrespected for the Twilight films.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of him either. I think I've seen the Twilight films, actually. I've not really seen them, but I'm not... Everyone was over here, like, really Robert Pattinson team, whatever it was, and I was I'm not a Twilight either. No.
I think they give him disrespect in other films because of that.
Yeah.
Especially guys. So that's two people that are playing Batman, because Robert Pattinson's going to be Batman, that you said are underrated, or overrated.
Overrated, yeah.
Wow, okay. Here we go. I have a feeling what you're going to say on this one. Kate Winslet.
Underrated.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah, I loved her in Titanic. That was like one of my favorite films that she did.
Iconic. Kit Harington.
Is that the guy in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah, overrated.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh my God.
No. No.
Oh man. Yeah, Jon Snow. Overrated?
Yeah, overrated. I actually thought as well, this is a really funny, like not a funny story, but it is when I told people it. But we have, like, on our news, we have like a Channel 4 news over here, and the guy who presents it is also called Jon Snow. So whenever they were talking about Jon Snow and Game of Thrones was big, I thought they were on about the news reporter.
Oh my God.
Realized they were talking about the guy from Game of Thrones. So yeah.
Dang.
So much I don't know it.
Oh my God. I was thinking this like the other day, and like also while preparing for like this interview, like the British influence in like TV is insane. Like almost like you could watch movies. It could be completely based in America and have nothing to do with like England or anything. And it could be filled with British actors and you won't know.
Yeah.
Like they could, you can't even hear the accent at all. They're good.
No.
British accents are like top notch.
Yeah.
All right. So this is another Game of Thrones one. Sophie Turner. She's the guy with the Jonas brother.
Has she got blonde hair?
Yeah, with like a reddish.
Like I don't know these. Yeah, I'd say like overrated because I don't know who she is completely, to be honest.
She's overrated. All right. All right. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Probably underrated. I do like her.
Underrated. I feel like she hasn't been in anything in a long time. I think
that's no.
Okay. Emma Watson.
Overrated.
Overrated. Oh. All right. All right, last one. Millie Bobby Brown.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Millie Bobby Brown is? Stranger Things?
No, I've never watched that either.
Oh. This. You're watching all these crime documentaries, aren't you?
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown, she's the girl that, and like, I'm sure you've seen like a meme or something. She's the little girl in it, but she's like iconic. Like, she's like the next thing.
I'm gonna Google who she is because I need to know what I probably know her like from a face.
Yeah, she's in I know she's in that God. She's in that Godzilla movie too. She's like huge on social.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. I've never seen this girl in my life.
Damn.
Don't know who that is.
Holy crap! I know more about the British actors.
I do know a lot of American actors, though. That's the thing. Like, okay, I do.
All right, let's go there. So that was the end of my list. Who are your favorite American actors?
So, I'd think like Channing Tatum is
overrated.
Yeah, I love Channing Tatum. Probably Jamie Foxx. Is
like he Jamie American? Fox? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like other films that I've watched with people in. Like Will Smith, I'm a huge Will Smith fan as well.
Okay. Yeah, Will's good. Those are good answers. Channing Tatum.
I can't really think of any women.
No, yeah, it's hard off the top of the head.
Yeah.
So let me see here. Oh, here's another one, last movie one. It's not of that subject. Kristen Stewart, she's gonna play what we're talking about, Princess Diana, here in a second. She's going to play Princess Diana in, like, this movie that's coming out. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good shout, I think.
Yeah.
She's British. She's British.
So I Googled that right before this because I Googled Princess Diana and I brought up Kristen Stewart first. I'm like, wait, is she British? And then, no, I think I thought that because of Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
She's actually, an underrated actress as well, but they get back with the Twilight film because it's like a, you know, kid.
Yeah.
Film. But yeah, so let's use that as a segue. So talk to me about Princess Diana and the conspiracy theory around that, because I don't know a whole lot about that. I don't know if my listeners do. So yeah, just give me a brief synopsis and I'll ask questions off of it.
So she was obviously married to Prince Charles, and in August, I think it was 1997, she was driving in Paris and she was in a car accident. So the car crashed. And she obviously died from that. Mm-hmm. But everyone is saying, like, they don't know if it was an accident or if someone had actually gone out to murder her. Because there were so many weird things around her death. Like, when we discussed it, me and Jordy discussed it, like, a lot of the conspiracy theories were she had this boyfriend who was Egyptian Muslim and everyone thought she was pregnant with his child. So they didn't want, obviously the royal family didn't want a Egyptian Muslim baby as part of their bloodlines, which is why people think she got murdered because
so
of it.
They wanted it to keep like the English bloodline. So this is like Game of Thrones and like a good day.
Yeah, so, but Jordy was telling me, because I didn't know this at the time, but when the accident happened, she was actually still alive. So the crash didn't kill her. She was absolutely fine. And then when she went to hospital, I think it was like the day after, they announced that she died. But the doctor who was treating her was like, that's really weird because she didn't really have any life or any injuries or anything like that. So I don't really understand how she died.
She didn't have any life-threatening injuries?
No.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a very strange. And so people thought that maybe someone had poisoned her. Because there was a white Fiat car that went into her at the time, like went into the car that she was traveling in twice. And then there was like a motorbike as well, which was following the car, which no one, this as soon as the crash happened, this motorbike just vanished. So no one really knew who that was, or they couldn't find him to be a witness or anything. So yeah, it's a very, very strange how, like, around the car accident, there was a lot of things that happened that didn't really add up or make any sense whatsoever.
So there was one car that crashed into it?
Yeah, so she crashed. Yes, it was. No, it was like a big, just like, it wasn't a limo, it was just like a big black, just like Mercedes cars.
Okay, like a long
it was like
sedan.
That.
Yeah.
So a car crashed into her from the back. And then she had a lot of paparazzi as well. So there was a lot of paparazzi taking pictures of her. So another theory was that the driver couldn't see because of all the flashing lights. But where she was, it's like a tunnel, like a bridge in a tunnel. It's got like two pillars up. And she was the 13th person to die on the 13th pillar. So she hit the pillar. That's what caused the crash. So yeah, it was very, there were so many things around it that didn't really make sense or add up at all.
Okay, to think, and then like, there was a random motorbike, you said too, or a motorcycle?
Yeah, just a random motorbike, which
was when keeping an eye, probably making sure she died or something?
Yeah, which is what we think. We think maybe they like put some poison in her, like, and then just fled the scene.
So do you think, was she unconscious at any point?
I'm not 100% sure. I think she might have been. But I don't think, from what the doctor said, she didn't have life-threatening injury. So he was really shocked when it was announced that she had died.
Okay. So, yeah. So let's go backwards a little bit from the little bit I know. So is she, I'm not up to date on my like king and queen, princess and stuff. Is she Prince Harry's mom?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the one that just moved to Canada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about that, side note?
Yeah, I think with Diana, she was very much like Harry is. So she was very much a people's person. She wanted to help people. She wasn't bothered about being in like a royal princess. She wasn't the typical royal princess.
Right, kind of like the stereotypical princess.
Yeah, a bit like Meghan is. So I can kind of understand why he wanted to come away from that, because he wanted to do stuff for his mum. Like, he wanted to be, he's more like his mum than William is, I think.
So is that, with the people in your circle, is that the general feeling around Harry? Like, hey, they're okay, like,
no,
upset that he moved?
Yeah, I think it depends. If you're in England, you either really like the royal family or you don't.
Really?
Yeah, they're not very, and I know a lot of, like, over in America, a lot of them are like, love the royal family, but here it's very much like, you either love them or you hate them. There's no in between.
That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, so I'm confused. How much power does like the Queen and stuff have? They don't have like any power now, right?
We haven't really heard from her since all this pandemic started.
But like in general, like the past like decade. Yeah. Like, what, they have no power now?
I don't really know what she does. I'm not going to lie.
So are they just PR for public relations?
I would think so. Like, they do, like, I think because she's quite elderly now as well, so she doesn't do as many tours as she used to do. So I think, like, she's passed it on to, like, Charles, and then William and Kate do quite a few things as well. So, yeah, it's not, I don't really know what they do, to be
honest. So when did it, this is off topic from the conspiracy stuff, but I'm just thinking for myself, for understanding and for the listeners, when did the royal family, when did they like lose power? Like, they had it back with like back in the day, like 1700s, 1800s.
I don't really know the answer to that question. Cause I think when I was growing up, it was never, from when I was growing up, like, knowing about the royal family, they've never really had like the power to do anything. All like everything that happens is due like through the government that we have over here.
Right. I keep seeing memes of who's the guy that runs your country?
Boris Johnson.
Who is he?
Boris Johnson.
He looks, his hair's always messed up and he looks like he's drunk.
Yeah.
He's awesome. No, I don't know. I don't think so, but he definitely looks like he's drunk all the time.
Yeah, so they, from what I can remember, the government has always run the country, but I don't know if they have to get like the Queen's approval for some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not 100% sure, to be honest.
Okay.
So as far as I know, the government run us and tell us what to do. And
right. So probably on this show, this will be the most I ever talk politics, because that's not about American politics. Because I'm sure over there you hear about the shit show we got going on over here. You can swear on this show, by the way, if you need.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's just, I think it's the same over here as well. Like, it is a shit show over here as well. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's so bad. Like, no one really knows what they're doing.
The running joke over here is that every other country besides America is watching us outside. Look again, like, we're everyone's TV show. Like, look at this shit show going on in America.
Yeah. Like, it's so weird, because I think out of the whole, like, with the whole pandemic and things,
yeah,
I think there's basically, like, America and us and England who are still not even got it under control at all.
They haven't what?
They've not got, like, the virus under control, like, in any way, shape, or form. No.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it, honestly. So going back to Princess Diana. So she, from what I know, she was like you said, not a stereotypical princess. And you said, is it known that she was pregnant, or it's thought that she was pregnant?
It's thought that she was pregnant. Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. And then she wasn't stereotypical princess material. And
no.
She like.
So she.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so she used to go to like minefields in England. Well, not in England, because we're on minefields in England, but like in other countries. And she used to walk across the mines, which is not what princesses are meant to do.
No.
And she and she used to like she used to do a lot with like the charity, the AIDS charity.
Uh Okay.
So she used to go to like people with AIDS and like just hug them and kiss them, and she was like, they need to be hugged, like that's the people too. So that's not what princesses are meant to do. Like, they're not meant to go and hug people with AIDS, and they're not meant to walk across mines and stuff. So she was never ever, she just wanted a normal life. Like, she came from a very rich background before she joined the royal family. But she was very, very down to earth. Like, she was
When she joined the royal family?
Yeah, so when she married Prince Charles.
Oh, see, I thought I didn't know she married in. I thought she was just...
Yeah. Yeah, she married Prince Charles.
Wow, so that's all, like, Harry's wife would be kind of similar thing. Like, she married in, right? What's her name?
Yeah. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, no, I thought she was like born. No. Wow, that's a different perspective then.
Yeah, she was. It was
easier for them to kill her.
Yeah, so she was married in, but it's also rumored as well. I don't know how true this is, but William is spitting image of his dad. So Prince William looks exactly like Prince Charles, but Prince Harry doesn't look anything like him. And it's rumored that Prince Harry is not actually Charles's son. But I don't know how true that is, to be honest. That's just what people say.
Right. So she died. Does it go any farther? Is there any other stuff about, as far as the conspiracy goes, does it go any farther than like the hospital room and her dying?
No, I think that's mainly as far as it goes, but obviously do you know about Camilla as well? That was also why people think. So Prince Charles's wife now is Camilla Parker Bowles, I think she's called.
Okay.
And they was having an affair before, like while he was still with Diana, but no one really kind of knew about it. And then obviously when Diana found out about it, she was obviously very much like, this isn't on. But she also had Diana had a butler called Paul Burrell, who she told everything to. And one of the other things is that she knew that she was going to die. Like, they call it like the establishment. So she thought that the establishment was going to kill her.
Really?
Yeah. She knew this would... She told Paul Burrell, which was a butler, that this was going to happen. And she wrote him a letter as well, saying, like, this is what's happened, I'm going to die. So, yeah, it's rumoured that she knew about it.
So, she was married to Prince Charles?
Yeah.
And is he next in line after the Queen dies?
Yeah, she is.
And the Queen.
Yeah. But I don't think she will become queen. I don't know how it works, but for some reason she won't become queen. But he will become king. She will just be like a duchess or a lady or something.
Did he remarry?
Yeah, so he's married to Camilla.
Oh, that's Camilla. Okay.
Yes, Camilla, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. A lot of moving parts there. It sounds like, from what you told me, she would have been good for, like, the country. She seemed like a, like, good-hearted person. And
yeah.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah. It was very shocking as well when she died. Like, everyone, like, everything in England, like, closed. Like, nothing was open for, like, a day.
I can imagine, yeah, that's like...
Yeah.
One of the most famous people in your country at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that's your biggest conspiracy theory over there?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of another specific...
No.
So what other guy, what else did you guys talk about on your show? I know you've only got 3 episodes in. Your last one was Princess Diana, and that's coming out like today or tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's out today. Yeah, that one's out today. We also talked about Area 51 and the alien conspiracies.
Oh yeah, what was the take on that?
So we actually both think that aliens do exist.
Same.
Yeah. And we also think that they do a lot cleverer than people make out that they are.
Like Area 51 people? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, we think it's real. Because we were talking about the security that they have in Area 51 as well. And we was like, if there was nothing going on in Area 51, why would it be so secure? Like, why would they?
Right. So, have you listened to the Joe Rogan podcast or anything?
No, but we did watch. Is it called
Bob Lazar.
Yeah, that's it. Like we watched that documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what. So I'm sure you heard over there, the whole like we were gonna storm Area 51. Like how crazy is today's day and age? Like that was before the pandemic and everything. That was crazy. And then there's memes going around here, like because you know how we just had a bunch of people invade the White House.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of memes going out like we definitely could have stormed Area 51 if we just stormed the White House.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of people that showed up for that thing on that day that they scheduled it. But no, Joe Rogan, he says that there's another base next to Area 51 because it's like, it'd be too obvious for it to be right at Area 51, but it's like right
there. Yeah. So yeah, that was a very interesting discussion that we had. Like we generally think like, because I said like, if, and we also said, we think aliens know a lot about humans. Like, and they think, we feel like they've studied us to kind of be like us. So obviously if like you had someone next to you, like a random person, you're like, they could just be an alien. But that was a really fun one to do.
So I quite saw, when I like discovered you guys on social and I was preparing for the interview, I saw one of your hashtags was on one of your posts was Ancient Aliens. Do you watch Ancient Aliens?
I don't think I have, but I think Jordy does. Jordy's watched a few.
Okay. So I'm hardcore into Ancient Aliens. That's where I like get all my info from.
Yeah.
Love that show. Let me put this on you. What if we are the aliens?
Yes, we also like discussed this as well. Yeah.
Like we're descendants or you know what I mean?
Yeah, we also discussed as well. Like I generally don't think like we can be the only people in the whole world.
In the world or universe?
Universe.
There's definitely, because like they say there's more planets out there than there is grains of sand on the planet.
Yeah, I don't think we can be the only people in the universe.
Absolutely not. And with everything going on now, and there's like more sightings and whatnot, I know America just passed, before Trump got out of office, they passed the coronavirus bill, and it got snuck in there. It was like 500 pages and they had like a couple hours, I think, to go through it. And they snuck in there. They have 180 days to declassify like alien stuff, like UFOs, like all these things. It's like, why is that in a coronavirus package?
Yeah, that's really weird.
And did you see the thing that our government, they found pretty much like a UFO. I don't know if it was like crashed or something, but they admitted to us. And there wasn't an overreaction about this for some reason, because the media didn't blow it up. They found like something, and it's not of this world. They're like, yeah, it isn't from this world. So pretty much saying it's like, I don't know. They didn't say it was like an aircraft or anything, I don't think. But that happened a couple months ago. And it's like, holy, they're slowly telling us stuff.
Yeah.
Ready to tell us.
Yeah, I think, I generally feel like there is something that they're not telling us, and there is aliens like out there. I generally do.
There 100% is. I don't even know if we'll get to the 9/11 thing today. I could talk about aliens with you. You want to keep going in that direction? Did you want to get into 9/11?
Yeah, I was actually researching that before.
Let's talk into that, because I've definitely talked about aliens before. I've been doing the 9/11 thing. So we've gotten the English conspiracy theory out of the way, the British conspiracy theory. And now probably the biggest American conspiracy theory, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Well versed on it and before this interview?
No, not 100%. Like, I kind of know what happened because I think everyone knows what happened. And I also went to the 9/11 Memorial in New York.
Oh, you've been to New York?
Yeah, I went 2019, I went to New York, and we went to the memorial, and it was the most eeriest, weirdest feeling that I've ever had, like, ever.
Never been to it. I'm from New York. Yeah. I'm from upstate New York. I'm not from, like, the city or anything.
Yeah.
People, have a hard time thinking that there's, like, another part of New York. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was very, very weird feeling. Like, it was very eerie and, like, really, really strange. Like, people were taking pictures of it, and I was like, I feel like out of respect, I shouldn't really be taking pictures, because
Yeah, 9/11, I was in second grade when that happened, so I have very not so clear memories of it. But I definitely remember the day, and it was on the news constantly. So I'm sure it was over there. And I'd say probably when I was like 19 or 20, like, I always watched like Ancient Aliens before that, but I always heard people say like 9/11 was a conspiracy theory. So this is probably like 6 years ago, like, I really got into it. I saw a documentary on Netflix. It's called Zeitgeist. And I watched that. It goes into some other stuff, but the second part, it goes in three parts. The second part of it's all on 9/11. And for listeners, I'm not disputing the planes flew into the World Trade Centers. I'm not disputing that. Because I think a lot of people that haven't dug into it, like, what do you mean? It's like they flew in the plane or planes into the towers. Not disputing that. What I'm saying is that the American government might have had some influence on it.
Yeah. See, over here, I remember getting a phone call from my nan because she was watching it on the news, and all we ever got told was that the airplanes had been taken over by terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd been ambushed.
Hijacked,
that's it. Yeah, I couldn't think of the word. So the two planes had been hijacked, and that's by terrorists, and then that's what it was. It was a terrorist attack, and that's all we ever got told it was.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they like tell you. So the basis of why the government would do anything, just for people that don't know that are listening, is pretty much war makes money. And we wanted to go into, this is a conspiracy theory, like, can't prove it, but that we wanted to go into war. War makes money, and we wanted to go, and there's oil in the Middle East, and that was the whole thing. And we needed something to get us to go into war. And the thing I watched, there was like people that like were friends with like the richest people in the world, like, in America, like the Rockefellers and whatnot, the people that started the Federal Reserve, which it goes back to. And I remember specifically in that documentary, they said, we tried making it so we didn't have to get one of those. And it goes back to these rich families caused the Great Depression in America to make a Federal Reserve, like a central bank. And remember them saying in it, like, England was well aware of how bad, like, Federal Reserves and the central banks are, because they've had it happen over there. And pretty much how it works is they make the money, they loan it to banks loan it to people, but the banks have to pay interest back to the Federal Reserve. How do you ever pay off the interest to the person that's making the money? Is the answer. So it's just rich people being greedy and getting us into war. And it goes, like, there's other conspiracy theories about, like, how, like, because America wanted to stay out of, like, World War, like, One and Two and whatnot for a little bit. And then I think it's, like, the Lusitania sunk or something. And then World War Two, we cut off trade with China on purpose. And we, like, kind of, like, knew Pearl Harbor was going to come. Not explicitly there, but... So stuff like that.
Yeah, I just think that if, like, because I read it, they said, I think when I was researching, they said it was like a government thing, and I was like, but would you really go out to kill all them people? That's what I just don't get. I don't understand that at all, because I think when I went as well to the memorial, it said like a memory of this lady and her unborn child, and I was like, there were people in there who were pregnant. Like, it's just. What? Crazy.
Well, the people in power, like, that's like the big question. Do they actually care about the little people and everyone, or do they care about their wallets or the big picture? You know what I mean? But, you know, the rich get richer, and that's what they want. But yeah, the conspiracy theory goes way back to that. But the real stuff of why people were looking into this and what was just weird was I think when the morning it happened, like the first plane hit, George Bush was our president. He was at some elementary school doing like some PR, reading a children's book to them. And he had a Secret Service agents like keep talking this year. He's like, hey, like this just happened. Like a plane just struck the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And he was just like, just kept reading the book. He didn't say anything. So, and there's just like, it's like, yeah, he probably knew. And he's got ties to, you know, some of the like terrorists that were involved. And I don't know. There's I'm trying to think. What else do, like, what was the big things that stood out to you that you looked up?
It was just, I don't know, I think it was just the hijacking of it. Like, I can't, I don't know, it was just really weird. Like, I just think, and then I think all, I also read as well that it was, like, a bomb was inside the World Trade Center, and that's what went off. That was another one I've just remembered. That was another thing, and I was like, but surely they would have known about that. Like, someone would have known.
If you watch video footage of it, go on Netflix after. If you just type in Zeitgeist, it's Z-E-I-G-E-S-T. It's a little eerie. It's got some creepy music, but if you like those crime stuff,
yeah,
you'll be all right. It's very eerie. But if you watch video, there's actually, so when it's pancake collapsing.
Yeah.
Like, I think both of them this happened, like with the bombs going off early. You can see while it's collapsing, like at least 10 floors down, you can see an explosion in one of the windows where that it's not even collapsing yet. And it's and the big theory is if you look at these and you look at controlled demolitions, they look exactly like when you take down big buildings. And they have interviews with the architects that made the World Trade Center. And they're like, we literally like thought about planes flying into this. It is, they're like, it could withstand like 10 planes going into it. And for it to fall that fast and to move mass out of that way, like, cause you could drop a ball off the top of that building. And that building was going at the same speed as like dropping a ball.
Yeah,
it's not possible.
No. I think as well, like, if a plane actually went into it, I don't think it wouldn't drop like it did. It would take it from the top. That's what I would envision, kind of thing.
Right.
It wouldn't go down like that. It would just, like, smash over, kind of thing.
Yeah, and then there was a bunch of people that when the first plane flew in, I think it was even before the first one flew in, they heard like a bomb go off in like the basement. And like, what? Like, I'm trying to think. And there's all like, they found like thermite. It's like a chemical, causes chemical reaction to melt steel.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a ton of that in like the wreckage of it, which they use in demolitions.
Yeah. So it's just little things don't add up. But I think, like, I don't know, like, if the government were behind it, what, I don't understand what they've gained from that at all. Like,
going
really,
into war.
Yeah.
Making money, because
if
you think about old propaganda from, like, World War II. What's, like, that famous one with the woman, she's got the red bandana on, she's, like, flexing her arm, you know what I mean? And it says, like, we can do
it. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So, like, that, it's like, let's go America, you know, like, how people are always, like, America? Like, it's, like, to get everybody rallied and, like, it makes money and it stimulates, like, war almost gets you on the same page almost. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, you stop fighting each other, like, politically in our own country, and you focus it somewhere. I don't know. But it makes money.
Yeah. It's very, I just think it's just really sad that if the government did do it, it was very sad that all them people have to 100%. Die because of it. Yeah.
A bunch of people died from cancer from, like, after. You know what I mean? Because they were like firefighters and whatnot. It's terrible.
Yeah. Also as well, like, with the fact that, like, the plane went straight in, if it did go in, it would have killed, like, pretty much everyone on that first floor. Mm-hmm. But I think when I've seen videos of it, people were ringing from the top floors and that was still alive, as in, like, I'm not going to make it. But I'm like, but if it had gone in, like they said, you would have instantly died.
Yeah,
because it would have been a massive plane in the window.
Yeah, it's very, there's a lot to it. We definitely can't like cover everything.
Yeah.
Today, but some other main things that happened that like raised question marks. There's a million things. Did you know there was a third building in New York City that fell?
I heard about it. I don't 100% know about it, but I did hear about a third building.
So there's a third one. I think it was another World Trade Center because they had a bunch of buildings. So this one was more like rectangular and it was like 30 stories high, not as many as like the World
Trade.
There's video footage of it. There's a fire on like the second floor to the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a fire and all of a sudden, this is like the biggest red flag to me out of all this. The whole building collapses just like the World Trade Center did. It looks like a demolition, like pancakes.
Yeah.
And there's only one fire on it. There's no plane hit it. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's really weird. Very strange.
And they came out with a 9/11 like report, I think is what it's called. And like the government wrote it. There's like barely any mention of it, of that building. It's like, yeah, just that fire caused the collapse.
Yeah.
That fire's not causing that building, just it's not even on the floor, you know?
Yeah, not at all.
I'm trying to think. The other big red flag, did you know the Pentagon was hit that day?
No, didn't know that.
So you know what the Pentagon is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's where it's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Our capital, and it's where all like the CIA is and it's our defense. And a plane hit that too. They say that the guy that hijacked the plane was a pilot, but he was like the crappiest pilot and he's claimed to be alive still.
Really?
But he like hit, like, I don't know if that's true, but, and they're like, it would be so hard for an unexperienced pilot to get down to that level, like ground level.
Yeah.
And the thing with that is there's no evidence of a plane crash there. They're like, it looks like there's an explosion on the building, but it didn't look like a huge plane hit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like a little, like a smaller
plane. It just went through like the first wall. It didn't go through like all the way.
Yeah.
Through. And within like a day or hours, they had dump trucks coming in and laying down like dirt and whatnot, covering up the evidence.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's no plane. They're like, oh, the plane got so hot, it melted. That's what they said in the 9/11 report. So there's no plane. And the other thing is they took footage. They went to all like the gas stations or whatever and all the businesses around there. They took all the footage. CIA came or FBI or whatever it is. They took all the footage. So there's no footage of a plane actually hitting.
So me and Jordy, when we talk about our conspiracy theory, so we talked about our second one was about a true crime one, which was about Ray Rivera. It was like the mystery on the rooftop, and that one they didn't have any CCTV like footage either of that at all. And even with the Princess Diana one, there was no footage of like when she went into the building, into the pillar. There was no footage, like the CCTV wasn't working. So it's funny when you should say that, because we always say if there's no camera footage, there's obviously some kind of
foul play, red flag.
Yeah. I've always said this. Like, this is our ongoing thing. If there's no footage, there's obviously something more to it and something going
100%.
On. Yeah.
It's just there's so many like things. This one's like one of the deepest conspiracy theories. Because it's not like they just did the World Trade Center. There was more buildings. There was another one that got hijacked. And like parts of the plane was scattered over Pennsylvania. And then like scientists were like, there's no way if this plane crashed that there would be debris this many miles away. They're like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like,
yeah, it's really strange.
I don't know. It's definitely, I think, the biggest like conspiracy theory, like American-wise, besides like aliens in general.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Did you have anything else with the 9/11 stuff?
No, I think that was it really. I think.
Yeah, I would recommend watching that Zeitgeist thing if you get a chance, if you're bored.
Yeah.
This weekend, and that'll It's very eerie, and there's like a million things. They dissect it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
That's all I got. Do you have anything else to wrap it up? Do you want to plug your show or anything, like the Instagram, your socials, YouTube?
Yeah, so our Instagram is at Jordy and Chelsea, and we do one every week. So it's always out. We kind of do it during the week. It's always kind of out on a Saturday. So yeah, if you want to follow our Instagram, we're doing a lot more. So
I'm gonna try to actually get this up on YouTube and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the podcast platforms today. So
okay.
When I make an Instagram post for like a promo, I'll tag you guys as well.
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, and so anyone listening, go check out Jody and Chelsea, Chelsea and Jody. But yeah, I had an absolute blast. I really appreciate you coming on.
No, it's fine. I've had a really good time. It's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, two strangers. Yeah. I just reached out to you like a couple of days ago. I'm glad you accepted.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's kind of like good to do this because I've never really done anything like this before either. So it's been nice just to like sit and chat about it to people who feel the same way.
So I saw in one of your Instagram posts that you guys you said your husbands don't want to talk about conspiracy theories.
to be fair, my husband is a very much conspiracy theory person. But
he is one?
Yeah, really. Like he listens to I think he's listened to a theory about, is it JFK?
Yeah,
so he's listened to that one on Spotify. There's like a podcast thing he listens to. So he's very much like, but yeah, he doesn't talk about it too much to me. So that's why I talk about it to Jordy, because it's just like...
That's funny how that happened. That's awesome, yeah. So is your plan just to... You guys just doing it for fun, or do you guys plan on taking it farther? Have you talked about that?
No, we've not really talked about that. At the moment, we are just doing it for fun, but it would be good to take it like a bit further if we can, but we're just doing it for fun right now. It's just...
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do here with like Wingman of the Year. So I have like a little bit about us. Take this with you. I wanted to start a podcast, and I had the idea of like a brand behind it's a little stronger than just like a podcast by yourself. So we have multiple podcasts on our shows. Like I have a business one as well. It's a little down from this, you know, because I have like conspiracy theory me that wants to talk about other stuff, but I love business. So and then I made like my own clothing. Like I made this shirt last night. So I got into like clothing and whatnot. So we got a website, blog, podcast, you know, social media. So we got a group. We're probably out six guys right now.
Yeah, we're literally just doing it for fun. Like obviously because we're still in lockdown over here, we can't
a lot of podcasts started up because of coronavirus.
Yeah, it's hard work not really doing anything, so it's nice just to like do calls like this and speak to other people, because it's just
it's very spontaneous. It's like literally winging it. Like the name of the show, and like I said, you know, a girl from England with a conspiracy theory podcast like coming on, like that's awesome. Like you're the first guest outside my group.
It's good to do it. Like we should do it again though, like I think, and get Jordy in as well. I think would be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for that, because I think it'll draw more listeners if we have people outside of our circle, and I think we can help each other. You know, we got listeners and whatnot. Like I said, we're growing and whatnot, and you guys started.
But yeah, I'll speak to her, and like it'd be nice just to do it again with both of us, and like with the other guy that you said does it with you.
Yeah, my buddy Tyler. So I'm in the United States Navy, so I'm in the Navy, and he's in the Air Force.
Oh, right.
12-hour shifts, and he's doesn't get out at six and until six, so he probably wouldn't be able to record until 7, and it's gonna be midnight over there, and I don't know if you guys are night owls, but.
Yeah, I have a little bit. But no, I'll speak to her as well. But it would be nice to do it again, like to talk about a different, like some more conspiracy theories, which would be.
Yeah, no, really it's right it. Up our alley. And like I said, we do other stuff on the show. Or even like obviously with the intro to the show, we talk about whatever is we want, like whatever's on our mind. But yeah, I'll put a promo out today. I'll tag you guys in.
Yeah, thank you. But I'll speak to her, and then we can just arrange to do it again soon if you want to.
Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah.
But
Thank you very much.
I fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorrow in that Diablo. Me found bravery in my bro.